The pride of the Hartford Whalers, Brass Bonanza. That means only one thing and one thing only on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Luke Rogers, Braden Gall, and that is Terry Crisp joining us here on the program. Crispy, I am very, very jealous. I heard you're curling.
Listen, guys, I got to tell you, you're going to love it. We went yesterday out to Ford's Ice Center, and my neighbor said he'd never seen it, so it's come along. I'll show you what it's all about. You guys are made for curling. It's a social sport.
What are you saying, dude? Are you saying that we don't have any athletic ability?
No, you're fun guys. What I'm saying is you don't have to be an athlete. You have to be athletic to play.
It might help that we are pure athletes, Crispy.
Yeah, that's true. Natural athletes.
Pure.
I heard you talking earlier, and I got to tell you, if people want to see something, you got to come out and watch you guys curl. That'll be something to behold. Believe me, it will be.
We might have to pay them for tickets. I'm not sure how that would go. Crispy, all right, stop me when you've heard this before. The Predators enter the third period trailing against an Eastern Conference team on the road, tie it up to go to overtime, and don't win the game.
Oh, man, you know what? It's getting to be, repetitive. And I think one of the best talks I heard last night was when they interviewed P.K. Subban after the game. And I was interested because PK tells it like it is. He doesn't hold back. He's an emotional person. And I thoroughly enjoyed what he said about, you know, it's time they stop it, meaning the team. Everybody's got to start to concentrate and start to give our goaltenders a little more support in some areas. And like he said, and it goes back to that phrase you've heard us say 1,000 times. And the coaches have said it. You got to play a full 60 minutes. You can't keep playing 20 minutes, 40 minutes, 56 minutes, whatever it is. And we got to start to, and this one comes back to one that I always haunt every time, is we got to bury our chances. We can't keep saying that we hit 3 goalposts and we had 12 point blank. I don't care about chances. I don't care about goalposts. I care about that word finish. And our guys now have got to start to, some of the guys, you know, the support cast, have got to start to finish around the net.
Terry Chris joining us here. You think PK will have a good time tomorrow night?
PK is PK. He has a good time no matter where he is, but he sure comes and comes on the ice to play hockey, and that's what you want from him. But the fans enjoy him. He enjoys his sport. He enjoys his life, and that's the way it should be. And he's loved in Montreal. I mean, let's be honest. Anytime you talk to people up in Canada, especially in Montreal, he was one of the ones that they adored, the same as we had our Mike Fishers and et cetera ones down here. So, yeah, you know what? But I'd imagine he's going to – and those are the things you try and guard against as a coach, is to sort of talk to him and say, listen, I know you're up. I know you're high for this game. You're excited, but play your game. Don't try and overdo it.
Crispy, question. So we talked about how a lot of these games are starting to look repetitive here for the Predators as far as falling behind, tying it up, and losing in overtime. How do they correct this? What is it you think is the issue in these games? Is it just bad luck, or is there something they should be doing differently in your opinion?
You know, I always, and you hear this expression in a lot of sports, you play according to the clock. And when you're in a tie game or you're up a goal with 5 or 6 minutes to go, that's when you start to be smart. You start to drop back. One man's got to look and say, okay, I got a defenseman down low, a forward's got to back up. Or a defenseman has to say, you know what, I can't lead this rush because there's only 4.5 minutes. I'm going to give it to the forward and stay back and play defense. You got to get smart. They got to learn to say when they're coming off the bench, okay, we're going on. We have 4 minutes left. We got 50 seconds out here. Let's be smart, boys. Let's don't get caught 3-4 men deep. Let's don't get caught leaving them alone and in the slot area for the good scoring chances. Start to use your noodles and play according to the clock. And that's one of the areas that we got to get smarter, because we've been burnt like that breakaway the other night, last night. I mean, that was just surely getting caught, flat-footed, not paying attention to the clock and the guy. And he just took off flying and put the winning goal in. So to me, it's just being smart in the dying minutes of a game.
Terry Crisp joining us here. And I haven't had a chance to talk to you. We have not had a chance to talk to you, Crispy, since the Forsberg suspension came out. We've litigated it every single show this week, and we all agree that it was too much, but we all agree that it was probably a late hit. The question is, why is the NHL so wildly inconsistent on all of this stuff across the league? Why don't they have a cleaner, more consistent process in place?
You know what? If I could answer that phone, I'd be doing the job, and I'd be making $1 million a year doing it. And you look back over all the guys that have done, Brendan Shanahan did it, Coley Campbell did it, now Parros is doing it. And I don't know who directs them or who leads them or if they have carte blanche to decide on their own or whatever it is, but they never seem to have the same temperament, the same, here's what it is, here's what I've called, for whatever reason. And I have vented on that, there's a suspension on Forsberg privately, quietly, because you can't do it publicly because there's a large fine put upon the organization and whatnot. But I was not in agreement with it. I could have lived with one game suspension because he's not that type of player. He's the first offender. But you're right. It mystifies everybody involved in it. And you have no course. You have no recourse. You can phone all you want. You can call for all the meetings you want. I can tell you right now that they're not going to change their minds. Periodically, maybe if it's really been a bad call, they will. But I don't see it very often.
Crispy, Mike Fisher, still waiting his return here in Nashville. Is he the closer the Preds need to finish out and win games like they lost last night?
You know what? I'm not going to say Mike is the closer, but Mike is the grit and the grind and the attitude that we're going to love back in our thing, because we knew how he played every shift out there. And if you want, in the last 10 minutes, you want to throw out a Mike Fisher and a Watson and a Hartnell together, you believe you'll get everything they have, every bit of grind they got, and they'll pin the other team in. So Mike Fisher coming back is a great bonus for us. We are so lucky to have this chance, and David Poyle and Lavia letting the guys pulling this one off, and Mike coming back. But I've cautioned again, Mike is not the Messiah, and Mike will not be the savior. He will be a good hockey player, a good addition to our lineup. But you can't have the guys all standing around saying, oh boy, Mike Fisher's back, now we can take a shift off or a period off. No, no, no. He's coming back to be part of a hockey club that legitimately can take a run at it.
Crispy, if I told you there were three seasons in every NHL year, you got the postseason, you got the regular season, but you have this desperation season that's like right now, that's like the last 25 or 30 games, does it feel like the intensity has changed to you since the All-Star break?
It has, but you know why it has? Because we've said this all along. Look at the standings. I mean, in our Central, Nashville 73, Winnipeg 73, St. Louis 69, Dallas 68, Minnesota climbing on 64, and you go down into the Pacific, Vegas is way out, but the rest of them are 64, 64, 63, 62 point-wise. And it's not going to change. They're not going away. We've been on a win, and we can't pull away from Winnipeg. St. Louis is hanging around. Dallas is making their move. Go over to the eastern side, the same thing. Yeah, you know what? It is desperation time. And by desperation, I say, if you're going to stay up and not have to make, like we did last year, that last-minute sprint, you have to keep winning.
Crispy, always a pleasure, my man. Enjoy the game this weekend and get those boys back home. And keep curling, by the way. Keep giving some
updates. Hey, by the way, you got to get – tell the people to go out to Fort Ice. They've set it all up. The rink's up. People will love it. You don't have to be an elite athlete like you guys are to play it. But I'll tell you one thing. You can have a lot of fun. Go Pred, see you all at the rink, and bring the passion.
I like it, Crispy. Thank you very much, man. Always a pleasure, bud. Terry Criss joining us here. Here's the question. This is all I want to know, Fort Ice Center, and I'm not sure if this is appropriate or not. Can we bring beer?
You got to get the brown water in there as well.
Sunday afternoon might be a little early for that.
It's curling.
Let's go beer.
It's curling, guys.
Plus, you could set your beer down on the ice and it would stay cold.
That's an interesting point, yeah. So is it, I mean,
can you bring
beer?
I doubt you can bring beer.
Yeah, I'm
going to
go ahead and say probably not.
It begs the question, though. It's like if you're able to consume adult beverages while doing a sport, is it still a sport?
Yes. I'm smelling a new business model for you and I.
Yes.
We'll team up with Fort Ice Center and we'll create an adult curling league.
It's kind of
where you're allowed to drink.
It's kind of like Rock and Bowl. Remember when they made bowling cool again? The lights on and played better music?
I thought Woody Harrelson did that. And Bill Murray.
No, I'm pretty sure it was Sam Elliott. In the Big Lebowski.
That's true, Sam Elliott. Sometimes you get the bar, sometimes the bar gets
sometimes
you.
Sometimes the bar eats you.
Eats you. All right. I'm so distracted by the Fort Ice Center, by the way, which is pretty cool and pretty spectacular. So I'm adding going to the Fort Ice Center this weekend to my weekend
your
plans.
List?
Yeah. But there's one other big thing we've got to do this weekend.
What's that?
And it's sort of like a doubleheader on Saturday.
Uh-oh.
For Nashville people. And you can wear the same colors.
No way.
You don't have to change shirts. It's pretty cool.
That's big for Chase.
We'll explain.
Yes, it is.
He hates wardrobe changes.
We'll explain when we come back. Luke Rogers, Braden Gall, ESPN 102.5 The Game.